Welcome to The Shrinking Men Project. The Shrinking Men Project, Episode 22, Convention Survival Strategies. Welcome, my friends, to Episode 22 of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm Doc Coleman, and I am The Shrinking Man. Last week was a surprisingly good week for me. And I mean that in the sense that I had some good times this past week, and the results are a big surprise.
Off to the scales!
Time for me to run off and weigh myself and let the chips fall where they may. So, once again, I've found a promo for you to listen to while I'm gone. Hope you enjoy it. Be right back.
Tree, it is the power of numbers. Tree, it is a journey to other worlds. Tree, it is the wisdom of the beloved. Tree, it is media, communication, news, social network, Chuck Norris. It is all these things. Tree, it is a bit strip.
A what now?
A bit strip. It's a type of comic strip that you can create online at a site called bitstrips.com and share with the whole world. This is one of them.
Oh, well, that stuff you said before.
All true and all contained within the bit strip created by Thomas Reed called Treed. He's a math teacher, podcast enthusiast, and bit stripper from San Antonio, Texas, and has some pretty sharp observations about things like social media, interpersonal relationships, the strange secret lives of podcasters, breaking news, Chuck Norris, and of course, math.
So why is it called Treed?
Thomas Reed? T. Reed?
Oh.
Treed.
Yeah.
Tree!
Oh, okay, I got it. Jeez.
So you're going to read it or not?
Well, you've got my undivided attention, so I guess I'll give it a whirl. Where can I find it?
Glad you asked. Just go to bitstrips.com/user/1222.
I think I can remember that.
And if you can't, just go to bitstrips.com, click on the search window, and type in TREED!
Oh, no. Is that T-R-E-E-D?
That's the one. And now that my work here is done, I must return to my own world.
Do you want me to call you a cab?
If you would, please. It turns out that I do have a few friends online who are not podcasters. One of those is Thomas Reed, who instead turns his talents to creating an ongoing run of Bitstrips webcomics, satiring just about everything he can get his hands on. Now, Bitstrips isn't Thomas's company. They just provide the tools that he uses. If you've got some time, it is worth it to look at what Treed has created. But it will take a few days, and you may bust a gut laughing.
The weigh-in.
This week, the scale tells me that I am 286 pounds, which puts me 7 pounds down from last week. And not only have I lost weight, I've broken through the plateau that had me stumped for so long. And I can't really take much credit for it. While my exercise has been good this week, my food has not. But I'm going to take the results and move on.
The week in review.
This week I started my exercise with another long and rambly walking experience. This time it was the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, also known as the Mecca for fiber junkies. Any kind of yarn, wool, carding, spinning, or weaving whatnot that you're looking for, someone there has it. I also did 3 power walks around the block this week, 2 of which counted for my current speed goal, with an average rate under 16 minutes to the mile. And I exercised one day at work by walking loops around one of the floors. I think we'll all be glad when the gym at work opens. So, I did manage to get all of my exercises for the weekend. My food this past week, however, was a little hit or miss. I actually did pretty good for the first half of the week. But then on Wednesday, my wife and I met some friends for dinner at an Indian restaurant,
The food was delicious, but I just didn't have the right kind of information I needed to track it all accurately. Then on Friday, I went to lunch with some of my coworkers to a Brazilian barbecue. If you've never had Brazilian barbecue, it's an interesting experience. And a dangerous one if you're watching your weight. They have a buffet set up with a salad and side dishes where you can get plates and whatever sides you like. Then men come around with different kinds of meat on skewers, and they slide the meat off the skewers onto your plate if you want it. They give you a little marker that you can turn green side up if you want meat, or red side up if you've had enough. Think of it as turning the meat faucet on and off. All of this is at a fixed price. It's a neat experience once in a while, but it can really mess up a diet if you're not careful. Add pizza for dinner with the gaming group on Saturday night, and you've pretty much got a good week of food shot right down the tubes. I have no idea how I managed to lose weight this past week, and I certainly can't credit my eating. Good exercise, yes, but not my eating habits. I am still trying to get ready for Balticon. It seems like there's always something else to be done, and some things just aren't going to be quite as spiffy as I'd imagined them months ago. We're not going to have a philosophy section on the podcast until Balticon, as at the con, we will be recording a special live edition of the podcast, and we'll be discussing philosophy with special guests Val Griswold Ford and T. Morris. That episode will be close to an hour long, so we'll be keeping the episode short for right now. On Monday, I was greeted by an email informing me that I had been granted status as a Goodreads author. They appear to have merged the two profiles I had. Right now, I just have the one article registered, but I'm working on getting new material ready to publish. One irony, I had checked the Become a Fan on the author profile I found so that I could keep track of it. Well, now that the profiles are merged, I'm my only fan. Or, I'm my own number one fan. Does that mean I have to stalk myself?
Lessons learned.
Sometimes a great success comes out of a great screw-up. This past week, I screwed up with my food, but out of it, I managed to lose weight and break through the plateau that I was on. Maybe I kicked my body out of a conservation mode, or maybe something else was in the works. I'm going to take that success and move on and not worry about the screw-ups.
Moving forward.
Riding the momentum. My weight has started moving down again, so I'm going to try to be good with my diet and see if I can ride that momentum into a new weight loss cycle.
Feedback!
I didn't have any feedback this week, but I did want to take some time, what with Balticon coming up and the Steampunk World's Fair this coming weekend, to discuss some strategies for keeping your diet intact when going to conventions and special events. While conventions can be great fun, they can also be a real challenge for people trying to eat healthy. The con environment is famous for junk food and all kinds of special treats that people prepare, and for parties with party food and an overabundance of alcohol. All of these are a disaster for someone trying to lose weight. So I thought I'd outline some strategies that you can apply to help you wind your way through the maze of temptation. Strategy number one, bring your own. The easiest way to deal with questionable food choices at a con is just to plan on bringing your own food for the event. Plan your meals, plan your snacks, and avoid eating or drinking anything that isn't part of your plan. Most people will understand if you tell them that you would love to try their special caloric death cheesecake, but that you are at a delicate place in your new diet and you need to stay on plan. If your particular diet plan gives you some leeway, you can plan to swap some of your snacks for some of these treats, but be very careful with your counting. Some of these things are worse than they appear. Strategy number two, know your options. This strategy takes a lot of research. You need to know what kind of food is available in and around the con, know what the local restaurants are, and what foods you can safely eat there. Avoid the junk food as much as possible while at the con. If necessary, avoid the hotel restaurant and talk folks into hitting restaurants down the street. You may end up missing some things at the event if you have to run out for meals, but you should be able to keep your diet more or less intact. Strategy number three, take your chances. This strategy is a real test of willpower. But if you've been on your diet for a while and you know what your good foods are and what foods to avoid, you can take your chances and just deal with what you find at the con. Do not use this strategy unless you are okay with the idea that you might go to the con and end up gaining some weight that you'll just have to lose again. Of course, this is no excuse to overindulge in everything that comes within arm's reach. You still want to make the best choices that you can and avoid lots of alcohol and sugary sweets. But if you're willing to take some risk and pay the price, you can get the most enjoyment from your con experience with this strategy. Do you have other conventional survival strategies? Do you have any comments on the ones that I've presented here? If so, you can leave comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com. Or you can email me at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. You can leave a voicemail at 240-745-5022. Or head on over to Facebook and join the gang at the Fans of the Shrinking Man Project. Or you can feel free to follow me on Twitter at Scalesly. That's Scalesla. If you have a podcast, please send me your promos. And I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley and help people find the blog. Please tell your friends about the podcast. And if you like, feel free to leave something in the tip jar. Above it all, have a good week. Keep losing that weight. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast.
The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com.
Okay, it's showtime, folks.
If so, you can have premature Bill. Talk to you next week.
Yeah.